Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Alive's message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you're having a prayer request, we'll pray with you. Having a question about the lesson, we do our best, and the Lord Jesus asks for you. If you're having comments, we ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call and get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we'll get back to you. Amen. So, without further ado, at this 7 o'clock hour Central Standard Time here in the United States on this Sunday, those of you that follow us on Blog Talk Radio, you know what that means. The full gospel message with Brother Eddie Lee. And as we await for our brother, along with the sisters, to come on tonight, once again, I want to thank God for all you that are listening far and near. May the Lord continue to bless you, your family, and your loved ones in Jesus' name. Amen. And it's truly indeed a blessing this day to be on the broadcast, to deliver the message of the word to you guys. And we thank God for all your prayers, be praying for us, and amen, and praying that we will continue to grow in Christ and grow in giving out this word, this message to all that's listening. So indeed, it is a blessed day in the Lord. Thank God for all of you. In the name of Jesus Christ, all glory and honor and praise goes to our Lord. Thank God for it. And so the word of God is the word of God. There are things happening, as you know, in this nation. And I did a broadcast earlier for those of you that listen. More things are being manifest. Evil is just increasing, sin is increasing. But I say it to you, make it, as a Christian, make it your personal goal to not let it be you. This is the hour of a testing, a trial, the midnight hour, where that this time is going to tell what you really made of. And this time is going to tell whether you really for Christ or not in this hour. And, you know, I pray that those who have been listening will take heed. There are testings that's happening. God is permitting it, okay, because we wouldn't know how to exercise our faith without any challenges. And as you know, that there are changes that have taken place in your lives, things that have taken place in this nation that has affected many of you. Things have taken place in the church you belong to that has affected many of you, and it has taken place in your homes that has affected the people. And so, still, the word of God is with you for all of that. It goes for all of that. And if you will listen unto the word, let your faith be in the word of God, and receive the word of God, the Lord said you will come through this. Amen? You will come through this. No matter what your situation is, whether it's spiritually, physically, financially, emotionally, no matter what it is, the Lord said he will see you through this. Amen. If you would just believe in his word. Amen. So this is the hour, people. To me, this is the hour where we put up a shut up. And once again, like I said, the Lord has, you know, warned us and let us know that there are changes, and many of you have seen and are seeing those changes. I definitely have. You know, ever since he gave me the warning a year ago, I definitely been seeing them. And but I thank God for the warning, and this is why God had me to say it to you guys on the broadcast, to give this warning that these things will come, and these things have been happening. Many of you have been seeing changes that has had your mouth just sit open. You never thought that this may, you know, be like this in your home or You never thought like it may be in the church you belong to or in this nation, but the Lord said your faith will bring you through this. So it requires a greater faith, and the Lord said by this greater faith you should come through it. So God bless you, brother.
Hello, shalom, everyone. And I mean everyone that is listening and those that within the earshot to have to hear this. We are not on this broadcast to hear ourselves or to glorify ourselves or to get money or gain. The gain that we seek is the ears of men and women to hear the gospel. This is Brother Lee from the Windy City of Chicago. I'm representative of the King, the Lord of Lords. His name is Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. I acknowledge the Holy Spirit, the blood, the redemption, the resurrection, and all the saints who are in all parts of the world. Hallelujah. And we and our prayers and our hearts are faith with you in your different struggles and difficulties to present in the gospel to all men. Our prayers and faith and our support, our heart goes with you. We acknowledge the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, the Comforter, the Paraclete. And we are grateful since this is Handmaidens Night, and we call the mothers of Zion, the daughters of our Lord, heirs and joint heirs with Christ, our dear beloved women, and our missionaries who are also women who go around the world, medical and doctor and teachers and evangelists and every sort who minister, help, great grace and mercy and truth and health and understanding to all the nations who are in great need. I think we honor the women of God especially. And as in the Bible, the Lord uses his handmaiden in many areas of the gospel. So this is our handmaidens tonight, our mothers and who are also wives, ambassadors for America. So many are ambassadors for the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are part, people wonder what part of we are. We are part of a Christian based Bible-believing group called the Church of Christ with the Elijah Message, which many of you have not heard of. Christ Jesus is our foundation, his gospel of atonement, his sacrifice, Passover, suffering was for our deliverance, his resurrection power for our justification and hope, and his soon return, that Jesus is physically and bodily coming back to rule, to have dominion over the earth. I pray for Israel, his fleshly inheritance, but the Church of Jesus Christ is his spiritual son, and they have the authority and dominion in the earth because they have the gospel, and they're told, go tell it to the ends of the earth. So everyone, is there any of our sisters on yet, brother? Yet? Not yet.
Well, we got Sister Anderson on. God bless you, Sister Anderson.
God bless you, brother.
I hope you picked a good dinner or supper for our brother.
Well, I fixed his favorite. I really did. Yep. He've gotten to the point now where every time he eats, he said, thank you, it's my favorite. So everything I make is his favorite.
Well, brother, your husband.
Smart brother.
Very wise. Definitely learned a lot from your husband. Maybe he don't think so, but I really learned a lot from him. As a husband, as a man, as a servant of Christ. And I really do. And I'm grateful for his example of many things. You have a blessed husband, and you know many people, and he has a blessed wife, of course. But the most blessing, Sister Anderson, you know, that you stated yesterday, he doesn't hinder you from what the Lord want you to do or what he put in your heart to do. He's never hindered you. And that's a gift from God, because a lot of times when one person are in that family or two of them, the husband usually have a problem with his wife being a dedicated soldier of the cross and the work of the Lord, and they hinder. And I know of that to be true. So you're blessed, you're double blessed, you're triple blessed. You're blessed, you're blessed, you're blessed. You're blessed. Can you say you're blessed, sister? You're blessed.
I'm blessed, because if it comes down to something financially, he will help me. So I thank God for that.
Yeah, he'll help you more than financially.
Yes, sir.
I got the brother his due. I can't leave out no the little parts of him. You got to accept the whole role. Amen. So thank God for him and you especially. So this is Handmaiden Night. You can speak to the handmaidens in the White House, in the Congress, the Senate, if you want to send them a word or write a letter or send a Facebook to them or anything. Now is your time to make known, because this broadcast goes some places and a few places around the world. And so the women are looking for encouragement. They might want you to come over there or something, or you might Zoom over there, whatever.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So we have the worldwide.
I zoomed with Sister Miriam, and, I thank God for her. She's in Kenya, and she is such the Lord has blessed her and blessed me through her, and I thank God for her.
Yes. Sister Marion in East Africa, Kenya, and I think she still lives in Kitale.
Okay.
And I've always, when I first meeting her, when I went on the missionary journey to Kenya, and we lived with them, her husband, who's now passed away, and her, and she was such a gracious host and help. I can never forget her kindness, her gracious help while we lived with them there while we was on the missionary field. I remember her being the strong, intelligent, sitting there. It was, I always say, and a lot of people may misunderstand, I said, the wives of the good women are the backbones of men, and in many ways. And now a lot of people, you know, I say that they get all huffy and puffy about. I'm just telling it like it is. A good wife, the Bible talks about how she is the very helpmate. And the word helpmate, when you find a good one, and a blessed woman or a blessed man, they are to be in unit one another and be a helpmate to one another. So I can say that about Sister Miriam in Kenya. When I met her years ago and lived in their home, I remember she was so kind and gracious and hospitable to us, so I never forget her. She was strong in things of God and strong in her family. I can see that. And she was just a mirror mark in my mind how she treated us while we were over there in her home. So thank God she continued to work of the Lord. That's good. Still having the same old problem with this phone. Brother Nate, I think that Deborah is busy again, because when we started this 2 or 3 years, you used to have all this problem, static and falling line and falling. Hey, we used to have that often. Now the devil, I put it on the devil. Got to put it on the devil. It could be, but I got to put it on the devil. He was messing with us. We couldn't hardly get nothing going on the network. So we're going to have to kick into the curb now, because Satan, now you just quit your mess and your job. Integrate the airways and go and take your little seat back in your little hole and all you other little demons. The Lord rebuke.
Amen.
If you think that we're going to quit just because you're messing with the airways or the airways don't operate, you got another thing. Come, Brother Nate, he's very, 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 he's very steadfast pursuing when problems arise. You know, most people in life, the least good problem they face in their life, they just fall apart. I don't know. Then we have other people who are just meet problems with steadfast, diligent, overcoming faith in whatever they have. That Brother Nate and Brother Robert Gross always remind me. It was hard to get the best of two men. Brother Robert Gross, he was just a bulwark. he was a tough fellow. I miss him greatly.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I miss Brother Robert, call him Ronnie, much. Much. He was forged in this work. He was very forged and diligent after he came back to the Lord. He was more double determined, than he was in the beginning. So, amen. All right. Since you're on, you have a word for the nation. Maybe you want to speak to United Nations. You know that we're going to pray that God will send an angel to the United Nations and give them a message. Why don't we believe for supernatural help to give those people in the United Nations direction as an alliance of the free world and the other parts of the world. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Holy One of Israel, the crucified, risen, the risen deliverer and redeemer, Jesus Christ, the conqueror of Satan, sin, death, and grave, and who now ascended at the right-handed Father, who is now as a high priest interceding in our behalf. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you're interceding in our behalf for your people, and as well as Zion, as well as Israel, and your redeemed. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
We are together, and we come in agreement that you would send angels to minister those in the United Nations.
Yes,
and like
yes,
you
Lord.
Did in the past.
Yes, Lord.
And that you would send angels into that White House. They call it the White House. I call it our house. They call it the White House. I call it Jesus' house, because he founded America. So we're not going to change the capital. Yes, it's the capital. Just like Jerusalem is the capital in Israel. Now we got Washington D.C., the capital, and we call it our house, the house of the Lord. Even though they're not godly, we proclaim that house not to be a White House, but a righteous house. And the name
Amen.
Of Now, we're asking you to release your angels, because they are helping these last days. So
yes,
we ask
Lord.
You to release them and just go in that White House and those Capitol Hill and wherever, and just let the angels walk through there and with bright glory and soar to sweep that house of the evil and the wickedness and put down the powers of darkness and witches and warlocks that's in that White House, and turn them around, count their assignment. The witches that are sending curses to the White House and over our government daily, we reverse the curses that these witches are turning against our government.
Lord,
we reverse and we're asking that the angel Lord with swords go and confound these witches and reverse the curses by the blood
Lord.
Over our government. Break every curse by these witches
Lord.
And warlocks, every curse to destroy our government,
Hallelujah.
And destroy our way of life. And
yes, Lord,
to turn this nation over to the socialists and communists and over the Babylonian government, reverse
yes,
the
Lord.
Mind of evil that's in our White House, who are
yes,
facing that to overthrow our government, whether they
thank
be
you,
in the
Jesus.
Legislature or whether it be in the Senate or whatever
yes,
it be,
Lord.
The demons
yes,
that have been stationed there to overthrow our
yes,
government. Lord, we
yes,
ask
yes.
you to send your warring angels.
Yes,
your warring angels
said they are our helpers in these last days. And
yes,
then
yes,
to deal with our president, deal with Mr.
Yes.
Former president, what's his name,
yes,
Mr.
Yes.
Trump. He needs you to deal with him and his family. And Mr.
Yes,
Biden
yes,
definitely
yes.
needs you to, and his vice president, she needs a shaking and awakening. And all of them
yes.
need a shaking and awakening. So
yes,
show
Jesus.
Yourself mighty
Jesus.
Strong to have this land which belongs to us,
yes,
the
Jesus.
Seed of Abraham.
Hallelujah.
This is our land. The seed of
thank
Joseph. We are an inheritance.
Glory
this is
Jesus.
Our land, and we
thank
come
you,
to possess
Jesus.
And take dominion
yes,
from the devil
Jesus.
Over this
hallelujah.
Land that was the
thank you,
land
Jesus.
That Jesus
glory, hallelujah.
Established
yes.
this land. And I
thank
you
Jesus.
And I praise you that we have a legal right and a spiritual right
yes,
because
Lord.
This is our land by inheritance
yes,
in Christ.
Yes,
and
yes,
we tell the devil, you're not going to have it.
Yes,
the Lord
Jesus.
Will not
have
I said the Lord rebuke him. I said the Lord Jesus rebuke him. I said the Lord rebuke you with all these perverted laws coming out of all these unrighteous laws and out of the Supreme Court. Lord, reverse the evil that's coming out with these ungodly rules and ungodly laws that's going to pervert and destroy America. But we need you to send marines of angels. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
To minister
yes.
and break
thank
the rod
Jesus.
Of deception over our government
yes.
and over their
in
minds.
Jesus. Yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
In
yes.
Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Thank
risen,
you,
with
Jesus.
Power.
Hallelujah.
We come to take
yes.
back our government.
Oh, hallelujah,
and
Jesus.
Men and women that you place
glory.
There. And, Lord,
yes,
replace
Lord.
Them. And
hallelujah.
The name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The righteous
yes.
men and women
yes.
to bring our nation
yes,
back to the principles of your Bible and your
yes,
truth.
Lord yes. Jesus.
Sprinkle
yes,
the blood of Jesus. Sprinkle
yes,
the blood
Jesus.
Of Jesus over that place. Sprinkle the blood
yes,
as Mr. Biden lay
yes,
down
yes,
vivid in his sleep.
Thank
as
you, Jesus.
His wife vivid and shake them and vivid them.
Yes.
And
yes,
they
Lord.
Give them a mind to make
yes,
that decision. To bless our nation.
Yes,
we ask
Lord.
You, Lord.
And
thank
you, Jesus.
Because the devil is a liar. We
yes,
are the
yes,
people
Jesus.
Of God. We have dominion
yes,
and authority that we exercise.
Thank
it.
You, Jesus.
Citizens of this land and citizens of heaven. And we take
yes,
this
Lord.
Land back for
thank
the kingdom
you.
Of Christ.
Yes,
Jesus,
Lord Jesus.
You raised up
yes.
and established this land. And
yes,
this
Lord.
To be your special land and your special
yes,
nation.
Lord Jesus. Thank you,
send
Jesus.
The rains of the Holy Spirit. Send the
yes,
rains
Lord.
Of righteousness.
Friend, yes,
send
Lord.
The rains to be poured out upon
yes,
our
Lord
nation.
Jesus. Yes, Lord
to
Jesus.
To recover what the devil
oh,
would
yes,
rob
Lord.
And cheat of us.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus. Thank
but
you, Jesus.
But your angels.
Yes,
yes
Lord.
Lord.
Even in
thank
United
Jesus.
Nations.
Yes,
and
Lord.
And we thank you for it. And we
yes,
praise
Lord
you.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We
hallelujah.
Said glory. We said glory
yes.
to the Lamb. We said
glory,
glory, glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank
glory,
you,
glory,
Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you,
glory.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Thank,
thank
you, Lord.
Jesus. Thank you,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord, you vivid Mr. Trump and his wife and his children.
Yes.
The precious in your sight. And you
yes,
love
Lord.
Them dearly. As you love
yes,
all
Lord.
Men, Mr. Obama and Clinton.
Yes,
Lord, vivid them.
They yes,
make
Lord.
Attack on our
vivid
nation. Vivid Miss
yes,
Obama.
Lord Jesus.
Vivid him in
Jesus.
Sleep or in dreams. Vivid him with the word of the
yes.
Lord.
Yes,
and
Lord Jesus.
Lord, we thank you for the example of our President Carter, Thank you for his example as a man of God and as a president.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Now, each of you have got a rod in your hand. We got to release that rod in your hand, that rod itself. That's authority and power and right. You got to release that. Because our nation, just like Chicago, is under siege by devils. And these nations are under siege by evil.
Yes, Lord.
Idolatry, love of money, love of perversion, has bred these demons and stationed with them with power. And we have to remove them by righteous decree. By righteous decree.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
We got to make a righteous decree by the authority. We can't just sit back and, my God, this world is under the siege by the dark powers of God.
Amen. Thank
you, now
we
got to fight against the invisible forces of darkness. In Jesus.
Amen.
That's why we are called the kingdom of Christ. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I lay
my
rod and my authority over Ukraine and Israel in her border. And over the cry of the people in Sudan and Sudanese and Assyria.
Yes, Lord.
Let your hand be mighty, your right hand to vivify that nation and overthrow enemy in his power over that nation and uproot him.
Yes, Lord.
To the people who are now taking the gospel. Send angelic help to preserve him and keep them and show your mighty hand as in the days of Joshua. We thank you for it.
Thank
the sword of Joshua smite the principalities over
thank
that
you,
land.
Jesus.
Let the sword of Joseph
Lord.
Smite the principalities over those governments and over those lands.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
We have to do that more often. We have to make these authoritative decrees. Because the witches and warlocks are making decrees and curses of our nation. And now many people, they don't understand that. I don't have time to explain all this, that witches are real today, and warlocks and the demon prophets, because many people, they believe this is fairy tale. No, evil ain't no fairy tale. You can see it all over the world and all this. And that ain't no fairy. It's real. It's real. It's real.
Amen.
And the killings and murders and molestation and all that. What do you think that is? That's the work of evil, work of devils and demons and sin. People say, it's just chemicals. No, it's more than chemicals, baby. It's more than chemicals.
Man.
If that was just chemicals, we probably could deal with it. But, brother, we're dealing with more than chemicals.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, because many times the saints who have the rod and authority, we're not using it. Some are a few people that are using it, but just say half of the Christians who are born again will start using that rod of authority day by day against the things that over their cities. And well, just imagine. Every community had at least 10 saints, and every city had 100-150 people daily facing the devil and the power of darkness. Over our neck. Just imagine how the devil would have heart attacks and strokes, and demons would be hot running and hollering and screaming. These people, they have found their authority, and they're fighting. And they are taking dominion. And the devil said, go back. And no, we can't go back. we can see all them angels fighting with them. We see all them.
Amen.
What are we going to do? Imagine the hot foot the demons would when they're running back to Satan. and said, this city, we got to go to another city. This city, they're trying to take it back. And do like Joshua. You see, those battles on the earth was a type and shadow. Joshua fought the enemies, and Moses, we are fighting with the invisible army of Satan in the earth.
Amen.
And we have to use the weapons of our warfare, which are mighty through God.
Yes.
Do you know
yes.
what Paul says? The weapons of our warfare are very weak. No, he did not say the weapons of
no.
our warfare was weak or earthly.
They are mighty.
He said the
They're
weapons
mighty.
Of our warfare are mighty through God.
Mighty. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Pulling.
Amen.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Think about it. They don't know what Christ died and rose for. They think it's just for us to go to heaven.
Uh-huh. My
it's
Lord.
To do the enemy on the earth and loose the captive. And open the blind and raise the people up. That's on earth. That's the
yes.
purpose, one of the main purpose of the gospel. And the army.
Lord.
The army of the Lord. We thank God for our military men that defend our liberty. We're so grateful for them to go over there and defend our liberty because we could be on their broadcast. We could be doing this stuff that they wouldn't go over there and defend our liberty. I mean, let's remember our military men and give homage to the duty and the faithful men. They are warriors to go to defend our liberty as a nation because we don't understand that. That those militants and army are fighting for our liberty. And
yeah.
keep our freedom. And we don't pray for our military men. We say, oh, well, they, you know, that, 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 that. You let that we have no army or no military. You be looking up and you be looking at Putin and be looking at you face to face. Can't you be saying, where's the army at?
Amen.
Kim, what his name? Kim Jong be over here with his foot on your neck. And you say, you pray to me.
Yeah.
Don't pray to no God. That one that called himself in Russia and China and North Korea, and that Islam, Hamdallah, he'll have a sword on your neck. All you Christians over here talking, I'm going to cut your neck off. So you better appreciate your army and your military, I'm telling you.
Amen. Amen.
They are set for our God and our protection and our deliverance. So when men and you got sons and daughters go to war, you pray for them. Lord, preserve
Amen.
Them, but they are fighting Amen. For our freedom, and they may not.
Amen.
But they are fighting
Amen.
For our liberty.
Amen.
Because the enemy wants desperately to curtail the religious liberty that we have. And one of the things
Amen.
That Trump was sent to do was to help the Christians keep their religious liberty. And so
Amen.
He did try to make sure he stood up for the Christians. That's one thing Trump did. Now, let's give him his due.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You don't
Amen.
See Mr. Biden and Mr. Obama did that.
That's right.
See, I'm going to tell him, like, yeah, okay, but what color you are?
Yeah.
God ain't impressed with nobody's color. Nobody
That's
color.
Right.
It's only us stupid people down in the earth that the devil is using with that kind of mess, that junk.
Amen.
And,
Amen.
Mr. Trump stood up for the Christians. Go back and look.
Amen.
He stood up strong Amen. For the Christians having their religious Amen. Rights.
Amen.
Yeah.
Other presidents,
right.
most of them Democrats, they ain't fighting for no religious rights. They may be fighting for some good things. I'm not saying they didn't do no good things. But they ain't not.
Mm-hmm.
Trump was the only one that come out strong and mighty about
mm-hmm.
the Christians and their rights in that place.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
The other yeah. hitting it a little bit, but they ain't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Amen.
Hey.
Amen.
We need a president, a governor that stands strong for our liberty and freedom,
mm-hmm.
The rules of law and constitution, so we can keep our religious freedom.
Amen.
People don't understand the devil works in the government, or you up there in the government. What do you think the devil is?
That's right. That's right.
Trying to take away your freedom and liberty. Don't you understand it?
That's
it means the thing when you get a right governor map. Oh, that don't make no difference. Okay, you sit yourself back there. And the devil put his people up there, then you'll be moaning and groaning.
Amen.
So, consistent. I got time to say this, to talk about this, where we need to focus in these last days as citizens and kingdom of the world, where God gives us a different assignment for different places and different things. So we need the same diversities in our natural government, the same diversities is in the kingdom of God. We don't have the same assignment, don't have the same gift, the same ability, the same area, but the Lord sends people where needs are, and they are many. So don't think that we don't think that our assignment behind the pulpit is the people that God on assignment to help people is also precious in his sight, because there are many, many diverses, talents, and gifts. Corinthians tells us, 1 Corinthians 12 and 14 talk about there are many ministries and many things that we don't think are ministries.
Amen.
We think the only thing is a ministry is the one that, behind the pulpit.
No.
That is not true at all.
Amen.
That's
right.
Only one part of it.
Amen.
Yes.
But anyway. All right, let me get off here and let y'all, I'm sorry, apologize there, get going on there, because I see a war in the heavens, and the devil is, he's stepping up his stuff. I said the devil is stepping up his stuff.
Amen.
So we got to step up our stuff as true believers.
Amen.
Unitedly stand. The messenger, the angel said to the church of Christ, to unitedly stand together in truth and in righteousness. To stand with all Christians in truth and righteousness. And he mentioned this very important truth. Only through the atoning blood to Christ can you be saved.
Amen.
Yes.
Why does he repeat that? Because when people try to say this is of the devil, this message is ages of the devil, I can show you the devil is not going to be against himself when you preach and teach the redemption of Jesus Christ. I don't care. When the devil wrote this, how is that devil going to be against himself?
That's right.
How is it the devil wrote the message, and he's telling you there's only one way, one deliverer, one salvation, and the only redemption through Christ and his blood and resurrection. You think the devil going to say that? Are you crazy?
That's right.
The kingdom of the devil is not going to be against himself.
Amen.
People read that, oh, that devil. You don't even know people how to discern what the devil is. But you need to test things and see whether it's of the devil. I understand you test it by three ways. And God tells us to test everything in the latter days. That's a lot of false stuff. And that's true. We have to be on guard.
Amen.
Yes.
Don't call good evil and evil good.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful. Don't call good evil and evil good.
That's right.
Because the religious people of Jesus, they were blind as a bat.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
They killed their Lord and their Savior.
Mm-hmm.
How blind
are
you? Right.
Yeah.
The very creator and the giver of the law was staying among them. And the high, polluting, religious Pharisees, scribes, and Sadducees mostly rejected him and said, kill him. Now, how bad, blind, how stupid can you, your Lord and Savior, standing in the midst of them, and they didn't recognize him?
Yes.
And they killed him and murdered him and falsely accused him and sentenced him to death. And they're killing Christians all around the world today. So let's do and think that while you got this religious freedom in America, you ain't going to have it as long as you think.
Amen.
This religious freedom we have in America, the door is closing.
Yeah.
So we can stick our foot in there so it don't close too quick.
Amen.
That's why I'm going to say for the first term, Mr. Trump, thank you for Mr. Trump. You fought for religious freedom and the rights of the Christians. I know you had a raggedy life, a personal life, a lying time, a womanized life, but I'm going to thank you for that.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Get honored to where honor is due.
Amen.
Amen.
I know he's an egotistic, narcissist liar. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
He was God's man for that hour.
Yeah.
I said he was God's chosen vessel for that hour, Mr. Trump.
Amen.
Now, whether he needs to get back in there, that's another story. That's another story there.
Yes,
if I had my future choice, I would pray for them, ask God to do for Mr. Biden and all them people, because they are corrupt.
Amen. So too.
So the Lord tell us to reach out and pray for them that their eyes may come open.
Amen.
And
amen.
Visit.
Amen.
Some might be converted.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I'm sorry. I apologize. All right. Whatever the Lord says in your heart, we only got at least, a few minutes left. This is Handmade Night, so go ahead. Good love. Go ahead.
Amen. Well, I praise the Lord for this precious, this sacred time, this blessed time. And, the prayer that went forth, I just thank God for it, and I agree with it. And thank God for all the ones that's on this line, even the ones that I don't know about that's on this line. And I know, as the brother was saying, it's time for us to discern the body of Christ. Because for us to know our enemy. Because you know what? I said for us to know our enemy, but the enemy is sin, Satan, and our own flesh. You know, and those are the things that we got to pray and ask the Lord and study the word and fast, put it down, put it asunder. And I thank and I praise the Lord for that, for these words that's come forth. And I also pray that people really take in consideration the words that are being said on this live, because I tell you, it will not only help you, but it will save you if you listen. It will save you from yourself, save you from your sin. It will save you if you would just listen and take it to heart. I thank God for it, because it is time for, us. And I'm going to say us as claiming to be men and women of Christ. I'm not going to say Christians, because it's, the Bible talks about, it's more... in this world out there, but God is for us. God is for us. So I think and I praise the Lord for it, because it's time for us as claiming salvation to stand up and to take our place. You can say, well, you're this and you're that, and to take your place. Okay, it's time for us to take our place, as the brother was saying, take our place against the devil. Take our place against the devil, because he's doing his job and he's hindering, and we have to know what our weapons are against him. And I thank God for it. I thank God for it.
All right. Come on.
I thank the Lord for being on the broadcast tonight, and I always enjoy everything that everyone say. And it's always a blessing to me. And I just want to read the 87th song. It's one of my favorite songs. And it said, this foundation is in the holy, and Hill's foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God, Shelah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, for Philistines and Tyre and Ethiopia, this man was born there. And of Zion, it shall be said, this and that man was born in her. And the highest himself shall establish her. The Lord shall count when he writeth of the people that this man was born there, Shelah. As well the single as the players on his instrument shall be there. All my springs are in thee. And the Lord, you know, he's talking about Zion, America. You know, that when she is cleansed, it shall be Zion. And he said, how blessed we are, you know, that we are here in America. It is not by a chance or coincidence that we're here. God blessed our forefathers, you know, parents to come over and that we could be here in this day and time. And we are blessed to be in the land of Zion in America, you know. And it's a blessing. I always thank the Lord. I said, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for blessing us to be in America. Because I could be in another country, you know, and my children and my grandchildren, my relatives, they could be starving and, you know, in any kind of condition. And see, that's how the Lord, he chose us before the foundation of the world that we could be here this day and time, you know, and it's such a blessing. And I always read that, and I when I read it, the tears will be falling from my eyes because it's so beautiful that he thought of me, thought of us before the foundation of the world, that we could be here on this blessed land. We are blessed, even though our foreparents went into slavery. It was all for a purpose. That we should be here today and be free, and our children's children to be free. And I thank the Lord for his word.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen.
One of my favorite revelation of truth is that song.
Amen.
It talks about the land that God has purposely we be born in. So that's one of my favorites from 88 and 87. And 89 is one of my favorites.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
All right.
Amen.
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 You stopped here by accident.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, the Lord. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, somebody don't have anything else to say?
I thank the Lord for the broadcast on today, and I just really enjoy the word that go forth. And I enjoy the great testimonies that, you know, that going for. And I just truly thank the Lord tonight.
Amen.
Thank God for you, sister, and the network of love. Let's think about the network and global network of connecting, unifying with believers in Christ and the gospel around the globe.
Yes.
Let's understand that the purpose, how good and sweet for men to dwell, what it says in 133 Psalm, one of my other favorite Psalms, Psalm 133, how dwellest and precious is for mankind to dwell in unity and faith. It's like precious army. Now, the unity of the faith of the gospel of the Son of Man, he talks about in the fourth chapter of Ephesians about bringing the unity. In the last days, the purpose the Lord has of bringing the believers together upon the rock of salvation. Now, the Pope is going around, and I don't want to get started on, he's gathering people into oneness. Well, you're going to understand that as we go along, that he is seasonally, prophetically fulfilling the prophecy. So he's gathering. Now, the true believers that's going to be built upon the rock of Christ, there's a gathering among them, and a call goes out. It's called the midnight cry. Now,
amen.
He said the midnight cry is going to be, that means a special message from heaven going to sound it from God. Now, about getting us completely upon the complete rock and plan of God. Now, we can do much, and don't think you can do less because you are women, and I'm a man and a male, that God has not purposed for you to have a place in the world of God.
Mm-hmm.
And we can start a unity of love and unity,
mm-hmm.
gathering people in unity wherever we can,
Amen.
The means that has been given to us that we can
mm-hmm.
use to contact and come in alignment with people around the earth.
Amen.
Because Satan is getting his army of people together in oneness and using many tools. So
mm-hmm.
we got to be smarter than that devil. That
Amen.
Network, because that is a strong network of witches and warlocks and
yeah.
sorcerers.
Yeah.
And in the government area, the Illuminati, the skulls and bones, and all those
mm-hmm.
FedEx, we ain't got time how Satan is using every arm of this earth. You think the devil
mm-hmm.
is just in one thing. The devil
mm-hmm.
got his hand in everything he can get.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Every place. That's why he's called the God of this present world.
Uh-huh.
Now,
Amen.
If you want to utilize what God has given you, think the ideas and the revelation of heart that God gave each of us. That's
mm-hmm.
why we're not the same.
That's right.
We're uniquely different. Every person is different because he plays a different role. God is a God of diversity.
Amen.
No person is the same.
Amen.
You have, no person has the same fingerprint. Isn't that all the billions of people in the world, they don't have the same fingerprint? Who can create people that have 8 billion different fingerprints? Who can
mm-hmm.
do that?
Amen.
So true. So true.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He
thank you.
Shows his handiwork, his creative ability in human beings.
Yeah.
And too uniquely. So I want to encourage you as a body of believers to think globally.
Mm-hmm.
When the Lord says the kingdom, the gospel must go to the whole world, to all nations, he's looking globally. He's not just looking at your home alone or your little community alone.
Mm-hmm.
He's raising
Amen.
Up to think beyond your community.
Amen.
Beyond your backyard.
Amen.
Listen, we can do much with the little that we have.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Why do you think we're on this broadcast? Because Brother Nate and I and others were seeing that the Lord wanted to expand the gospel in many places. If we had just said, okay, the church is such, but Brother Nate, they, like him and Brother Robert, they had visions of a vision. And so
mm-hmm.
now we're thinking about going on TV, a network. If the Lord
Amen.
Permits.
Amen.
Okay. Like Jesus did about the ends of the earth, and he places
mm-hmm.
us with talents and gifts. So don't take light of what each of you have been placed in you. Don't treat it lightly.
Amen.
Don't let somebody embarrass you because God gives you a different gift, concerned about a different area. Don't let nobody go, oh, you get in that church and sit down and do this and that. Crappy. God gives the vision.
Amen.
Every person. And it has
Amen.
To be tested by the word and truth. And you always
mm-hmm.
have to have a leader to give direction because people get wildfire and they need, that's why he always gives pastors or prophets and stuff. You always need that.
Amen.
There's always a geese that's head flying ahead. And he's going down south, and he's leading the way. There's always need leadership. Can't get away
yeah.
from that. Amen.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to mention that. As you get together, it's just like we are netting work with sister in Africa. And God is going to expand that to minister to people and connect and you and the power of the restored gospel will begin to have its impact.
Yes.
You are, everything God gives you is to have impact and influence. Every person carries impact and influence. Now, your impact and your influence is going to influence people, things, and even governments.
Yes.
Your impact, your influence, the devil want to use. That's why he want our children. He want to take our inheritance and use their influence for evil. That's why you see the young people, they are searching. And so the devil, he got the hip-hop for them. He got he got this other stuff for them. You know, because if we don't reach them, the devil says, I know what I'll do.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make them the next Michael Jackson, the next Elvis Presley. He stole the greatest gift to Michael. He stole it from Elvis. He stole this stuff that God intended for blessing. He see all these people, iconic people, like Kanye West. God, man, God want him to be a leader, but he's so deep in that stuff. And his wife, they are sold to the devil and his network. Now, you may not understand that. There's precedence that we had that sold their soul to the devil.
Yeah.
Wow.
Governors and mayors in high places.
Uh-huh.
They sold this country out. And they're selling this country out now.
Yeah.
Now, if the CIA listens, my name is Brother Lee. I don't want you to get confused between Nathan Hunt. This is Brother Lee. I'm not using his name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Some child molesters in the White House. Some homo. You know what's going on in the high places in business world? You would be shocked how the devil is working in the Vatican. Not the banking system.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're having so much trouble in America. We have forsaken.
Yeah.
So we have to take it back. Put the devil in under our feet.
We
got to get serious on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get serious on this thing. Because our country is getting overrun, and the world is getting overrun. But I keep telling you, if the devil gets America, he just fought and won the half the battle of the world.
Mm-hmm.
If he overthrow America, he got his foot on most of America and the world.
Mm-hmm.
You don't understand that spiritually, why he has to take
America. Amen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
This is God's special nation.
Yes,
amen.
Just like he chose Jerusalem. Just like he chose Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you read that scripture in 87. You need to read that scripture.
Amen.
That would speak to you about what he think about Zion, why he blessed the gates of this more than the gates of Jacob in Jerusalem, because they failed and they went against God, and the Jews were scattered, but he has not forgotten his people. He's going to reclaim them. But he went and established Zion to be in a far-off nation.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And you got a minute there, brother.
Got to go. We were born here, not by accident. All right. Anybody love Jesus in the world, you can call on Jesus. He's near you. He will come and save you. Say, Lord Jesus, I want to know. I want to be a freedom. I want to be have whole. And you can call him wherever in the world you are. You can call on the Jesus, the Christ, as your Lord. Savior, he will come and redeem you.
Amen.
Love you all.
Thank
See you all tomorrow night.
God bless.
Amen. And God bless you all. May the Lord bless you and keep you until tomorrow night. May the Lord watch over you all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.